The Puppet Masters of Wall Street, Unmasking the Art of Market Manipulation, by Claire Christensen. In the world of finance, knowledge is power. But what if the game is rigged from the start? Welcome to the intricate maze of market manipulation, a realm where large speculators like hedge funds and big banks pull the strings, and retail traders often find themselves dancing to a tune they didn't choose. Understanding the tactics used to manipulate the market is not just a skill. It's a necessity for survival in this high-stakes environment. One of the most telling signs of market manipulation is a recurring price pattern that can be best described as a pump-and-dump strategy. This pattern is like a siren song, luring in unsuspecting traders with the promise of high returns, only to leave them stranded when the tide turns. By the end of this article, you'll not only be able to identify this deceptive pattern, but also understand the mechanics behind it, empowering you to navigate the treacherous waters of market manipulation. The pump and dump strategy. In the trading lexicon, the term pump and dump has gained notoriety for being a manipulative tactic that plays out like a well-orchestrated drama. Picture this. The market starts to rally, showing strong bullish trends after a period of sluggish movement. If you're using Heiken Ashi bars, you'll notice a series of flat-bottom green bars, often spanning 4 to 8 bars, painting a picture of a market ripe for the picking. This sudden surge is the pump, and it's designed to set off every alarm bell on traders' market scanners. It's like a flare shot into the night sky, impossible to ignore and incredibly enticing. Now, who's behind this grand spectacle? Enter the large banks and hedge funds, the puppet masters of this strategy. Their objective is simple yet cunning: to attract as many eyeballs and consequently as much trading volume as possible. Remember, trading is a zero-sum game. For every buyer, there needs to be a seller and vice versa. These large speculators need retail traders to sell to them when they want to buy and to buy from them when they want to sell. The pump serves as the bait, luring in small speculators who think they're about to ride a bullish wave to riches. The pump and dump is not just a random occurrence, it's a calculated move by these financial giants. They know that the sudden uptick in market activity will draw traders like moths to a flame. And once they've got enough people on the hook, they're ready for the next phase of their strategy, which we'll delve into shortly. By understanding the mechanics of the pump and dump, you're not just learning to identify a pattern. You're peeling back the curtain on how large financial institutions operate in the shadows, manipulating market conditions to serve their interests. The Wyckoff Spring. In the grand theater of market manipulation, the Wyckoff Spring is the plot twist that even seasoned traders often fail to anticipate. Named after Richard Wyckoff, a pioneer in the study of market behavior, the Wyckoff Spring is a technical pattern that serves as the linchpin in the large speculator's strategy. It's the moment when the curtain lifts, revealing the true intentions of the market's puppet masters, large banks and hedge funds. Imagine you've just witnessed the pump, that bullish surge that had you and countless other traders excitedly entering the market. Now, suddenly, the market takes a nosedive, plummeting back down to test the lows of the initial pump. Often, it will even break below those lows. This is the Wyckoff Spring in action, and it's where the large speculators start accumulating their positions. They're buying up shares or contracts at rock-bottom prices, often signaled by large volume spikes. It's like a clearance sale for them, and they're filling their carts. Now, what about the retail traders who got caught in this whirlwind? This is where the trap snaps shut. As the market tumbles, panic sets in. Retail traders start to bail, selling off their positions in a frantic bid to cut their losses. They're jumping ship just as the large speculators wanted them to, providing these financial giants with the liquidity they need to accumulate massive positions at bargain prices. It's a classic case of the big fish eating the small fish. The Wyckoff Spring is not just a point of accumulation for large speculators. It's a well-laid trap designed to shake out retail traders. Those who fall for it find themselves selling at the worst possible time, right when the large players are buying. It's a harsh lesson in market dynamics, teaching traders that what goes up can come crashing down, especially when large speculators are pulling the strings. The real pump. After the dust settles from the Wyckoff Spring, the stage is set for the grand finale. The real pump. If the initial pump was the opening act, a mere sleight of hand to divert your attention, then the real pump is the main event. It's the moment when large speculators, now armed with a colossal position built during the fakeout, prepare to make their killing. Picture this. The market suddenly springs back to life, and this time, it's not a mirage. Large Heiken Ashi bars with pristine flat bottoms start to populate the chart. It's as if the market has been given a shot of adrenaline and it's racing upward with a newfound vigor. Retail traders, still nursing their wounds from the earlier fakeout, see this as a second chance. Like moths to a flame, they swarm back into the market, buying into what they believe will be a monumental uptrend. And this time, they're not wrong. The market does soar. But there's a catch. Here's the twist. As retail traders buy into the rising market, the large speculators begin to unload their massive positions. They're selling into the buying frenzy, offloading their shares or contracts at premium prices. It's a masterstroke, a coup de maître. They've not only managed to buy low during the Wyckoff spring, but are now selling high during the real pump. The profits are astronomical, and they've managed to play both sides of the market to perfection once again. The real pump is the crescendo in this orchestrated symphony of market manipulation. It's where large speculators cash in on their well-executed strategy, leaving retail traders to wonder how they got played. Again. The irony is that the retail traders are not entirely wrong. The market did make a significant move. But it's the large speculators who reap the lion's share of the profits, having manipulated the market to serve their ends at every turn. This is the harsh reality of trading in a market where large speculators hold the reins. They set the tempo, and if you're not careful, you'll find yourself dancing to their tune, often to your detriment. The role of the CMF indicator. In this intricate game of cat and mouse between large speculators and retail traders, one might wonder if there's a way to level the playing field. Enter the Chaikin Money Flow, CMF indicator, a tool that can serve as your radar in the murky waters of market manipulation. Named after its creator, Mark Chaikin, the CMF indicator is designed to reveal the market's hidden currents, specifically, the phases of accumulation and distribution that large speculators so skillfully navigate. Imagine the CMF as a gauge that measures the pulse of the market. When the indicator shows a negative value, it's a sign that the market is in an accumulation phase. This is where large speculators are quietly building their positions, often at the expense of retail traders. On the flip side, a positive value on the CMF indicates a distribution phase. This is the moment when large speculators are offloading their holdings, usually into the eager hands of retail traders who are buying into what they believe is an uptrend. The beauty of the CMF indicator lies in its simplicity. It cuts through the noise and shows you what's really happening beneath the surface. By keeping an eye on the CMF, you can get a sense of when large speculators are likely accumulating or distributing their positions. This knowledge can be invaluable, allowing you to align your trading strategy with the market's true movers and shakers rather than getting caught in their traps. So, how can you use the CMF to your advantage? When you see the CMF trending downwards during a market pullback, it could be a sign that large speculators are accumulating. This is your cue to consider entering the market, but with caution and proper risk management. Conversely, if the CMF is trending upwards during a market rally, be wary. The big players might be distributing, and the so-called uptrend could be a facade. In essence, the CMF indicator serves as your compass, helping you navigate the treacherous yet potentially rewarding landscape of market manipulation. By understanding the phases of accumulation and distribution, you can trade more strategically, sidestepping the pitfalls that ensnare many retail traders. The language of the market. In the world of trading, knowledge is power, but perspective is everything. While retail traders often view the market through the lens of indicators, charts, and news, the real puppet masters, large hedge funds, and banks, see it as a playground for their strategic maneuvers. Understanding the market from their vantage point isn't just an exercise in empathy, it's a crucial strategy for survival and success. Think of the market as a grand chessboard. In this high-stakes game, large hedge funds are the grand masters, always several moves ahead. They don't react to the market, they create the market conditions that cause reactions. If you want to elevate your trading game, you need to start thinking like them. But how can you adopt the mindset of a large hedge fund manager? Here are some tips to help you think like a large hedge fund manager. 1. Look for volume. Large players can't hide their tracks. They leave clues in the form of trading volume, High volume during a market move can indicate their involvement. A. Always remember that large speculators need liquidity to execute their strategies. They need sellers when they're buying and buyers when they're selling. Your first clue to their intentions often lies in sudden, unexplained market movements. These are not random events. They're carefully orchestrated to attract attention and generate liquidity. 2. Understand market psychology. Large speculators know how to exploit emotions like fear and greed. Be aware of your own emotional triggers and try to stay neutral. A. Be skeptical of market noise. Large hedge funds are masters of deception. They'll pump up a stock to lure you in, only to pull the rug from under you once they've accumulated enough shares. Always question the motive behind a sudden price movement. Is it a genuine trend or a trap? 3. Follow the money. Use indicators like the CMF to identify where the money is flowing. Is it an accumulation or distribution phase? Adjust your strategy accordingly. A. Use tools that give you insights into their activities. We've already discussed the Chaikin money flow indicator, but there are others like the volume profile, bulls and bears, MACD, stochastics, and RSI that can provide valuable clues. 4. Be patient. Large hedge funds don't make impulsive moves. They plan and execute their strategies over longer timeframes. Don't rush into trades. Let the opportunities come to you. A. Practice patience and discipline. Large hedge funds don't jump on every opportunity. They wait for the perfect setup that aligns with their strategy. Adopt a similar approach. Wait for confirmations, manage your risks, and most importantly, stick to your trading plan. 5. Risk management. This is a cornerstone of any successful trading strategy, but it's especially crucial when you're trying to navigate a market that's being manipulated. Always have a clear exit strategy. By understanding the language of the market from the perspective of its most influential players, you're not just leveling the playing field, you're turning it in your favor. The other side of the coin. When even giants stumble, it's crucial to acknowledge that even the titans of trading, the large banks and hedge funds, are not infallible. There are instances where their well-calculated strategies backfire. They may pump the market, accumulate a significant number of shares, and aim for another market run, only to find that the retail traders they rely on aren't biting the bait this time. In such scenarios, even these large institutions can get caught holding the bag, stuck with positions they can't offload at a profit. This serves as a stark reminder that no strategy is foolproof, not even those employed by the market's most influential players. Risk management, your safety net. Given this reality, it's imperative to exercise good judgment and employ robust risk management strategies. Protective stops are not just optional, they are essential. They serve as your safety net, minimizing losses when even the most promising of strategies fail, whether you're a retail trader or a large institution. Conclusion. In the intricate dance of the financial markets, understanding the choreography of large speculators is not just a skill, it's a necessity. From the deceptive allure of the pump and dump to the cunning trap of the Wyckoff spring, the market is rife with strategies designed to lure retail traders into positions that ultimately benefit the big players. But as we've journeyed through the dark arts of market manipulation, I hope you've gleaned that you're far from powerless. The key to not just surviving but thriving in this environment is awareness. By recognizing the signs of manipulation and understanding the strategies employed by large banks and hedge funds, you can turn what seems like a rigged game to your advantage. Tools like the CMF indicator can serve as your compass, helping you navigate the treacherous waters of accumulation and distribution phases. And by adopting the mindset of a large hedge fund manager, you can elevate your trading strategy from reactive to proactive. So, as you go forth in your trading endeavors, I encourage you to apply this newfound knowledge. Don't just be another pawn in the market. Be a player who understands the rules of the game and knows when to make the right moves. Equip yourself with the tools and mindset to not just identify but capitalize on the market's manipulative tactics. Remember, the market speaks a language, and it's one that you can learn. By doing so, you're not just trading. You're trading smartly, strategically, and with the kind of insight that can transform your financial future.
Claire Christensen is a part-time futures trader and stock investor living in Las Vegas, Nevada. She's a member of Land Turner's President's Club and a contributing writer to Pitt News Magazine.